Blackstone Audio presents Dying Echo, a Grim Reaper mystery by Judy Clemens. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. For Steve, my one and only. Chapter 1. 1 week earlier. Alicia McManus made $17.33 in tips on the day she died. 10 hours on her feet, four of them because Bailey, the other waitress, had called in sick, even though everybody knew she was just hungover. Alicia normally wouldn't have minded, but lunch and dinner were both slower than a glacier. Maybe because it was Thursday, maybe just because the food at the restaurant wasn't anything to get excited about. She shoved the money into her purse, not bothering to put it in her wallet. She'd have time for that when she was home with her feet up and the TV on. Maybe Downton Abbey. Maybe that cooking show with the chef that yelled at everybody, except that was a little too close to what she'd been around all day. Or maybe she'd just find the local PBS station, with the reruns of that guy from the 70s who painted with watercolors and spoke in that quiet, soothing manner. Nothing gritty, nothing dark, just elevator music for the eyes. Maybe Ricky would come over. He'd rub her feet and let her sit there with her eyes closed while he talked about his day. He would tell her stories, and she'd listen quietly until he said something so silly she had to laugh, and he'd stop rubbing and scoot onto the sofa with her, and maybe they'd make out for a while until they had to decide whether or not he was staying. Most often, he wouldn't. He usually wanted to, but she was too tired from her job, from the day, from everything. But tonight, maybe she'd let him stay tonight. She swung her bag over her shoulder, waved to the dishwasher and the cook, he wasn't good enough to call a chef, and let herself out the